Okay, get ready to really dive deep into Italy. We're talking emperors, artists, incredible coastlines, unlocking some serious secrets.
Exactly. This isn't just any trip rundown. We sort of curated this deep dive just for you, looking at an amazing journey into Italy's heart, but, without all the usual stress.
Right, we're going to walk you through the highlights, the must-sees from like the canals of Venice all the way to Rome's ancient history and then down to the Amalfi Coast. It's quite the range.
And the idea is you can just soak it all in. Centuries of art, history, culture, effortlessly, really. With expert guidance every step, it's about the story behind the sights.
Okay, so let's picture the start. Where does this adventure begin for you?
It kicks off in Venice, and the arrival is honestly brilliant. You land, you're met, and boom, private water taxi straight to your hotel.
Oh, nice. No wrestling bags on cobblestones then.
None of that. You're gliding across the water from minute one. It
Yeah.
just sets the tone, seamless.
Yeah, that sounds like a proper welcome. So day one is basically yours then. Settle in, maybe wander a bit.
Exactly. Relax, acclimatize, get your first taste of that unique Venice vibe at your own speed.
And then day two. It sounds like things kick into high gear.
They do. You've got this fantastic 4-hour private walking tour with an expert guide. This is where you really start unpacking Venice.
So hitting the big spots,
Yeah.
like St. Mark's Basilica.
Absolutely. And inside, you'll see the Palla d'Oro altar. It's this incredible gold screen just dripping with jewels. Byzantine masterpiece. Just a note, sometimes you need to book a specific time slot to get right up close, but it's worth checking.
Okay, and the treasury too. What's the story there?
Right. The treasury holds artifacts linked to Venice's power. A lot of it actually came from, the raid on Constantinople back in 1204 during the Fourth Crusade.
Wow, so real tangible history from that period.
Definitely. It gives you a real sense of Venice's might back then. You'll also go up to the Loggia dei Cavalli.
For the views, right? Across St. Mark's Square.
Yes, amazing views. But also those famous bronze horses. The ones up there are replicas, but the originals were also looted from Constantinople in 1204. So the view itself is framed by these symbols of Venetian conquest.
History everywhere you look. What about the Doge's Palace?
That's next. And it's not just a palace, it was the government hub. You explore these incredibly ornate chambers, see the wealth, and then you cross the Bridge of Sighs.
Oh, the famous one, connecting to the prisons.
That's the one. Prisoners supposedly got their last glimpse of freedom sighing from its windows, seeing the opulence of the palace, and then immediately crossing to the prisons. It's a powerful contrast. Shows the Republic's splendor, but also its justice system.
Was you a real feel for the power structures?
Exactly. And after all that, a smooth water taxi ride takes you back to your hotel, which, by the way, isn't right in the crowded center, offering a bit more calm, perhaps.
Okay, day three starts in Venice too.
It does. After breakfast and checkout, the morning's yours. Maybe revisit a favorite spot. Or just get lost down some quiet alleyway. Your call.
A bit of free exploration time is always good.
Then in the afternoon, it's all smooth again. An assistant meets you at the hotel, helps with the private water taxi transfer, gets you set for the journey to Florence.
Florence. So arriving there, same smooth process.
Yep. Private driver meets you, takes you straight to your Florence hotel, check in, and the evening's yours to just relax. Get ready for the Renaissance.
Because day four is all about that, isn't it? The art, the masterpieces.
Absolutely. You meet your guide for a walking tour that really digs into Florence's soul.
Starting at the Duomo, I imagine.
You got it. Piazza del Duomo, the baptistry dedicated to St. John the Baptist, one of the city's oldest buildings. Think about those famous bronze doors Michelangelo called the Gates of Paradise.
Wow. And you get a special ticket for the complex.
Yeah, this is really handy. Your included ticket covers the Gran Museo del Duomo. That means you can visit the cathedral itself, climb Brunelleschi's dome, which was like a total game changer in engineering, and Giotto's bell tower.
And you don't have to do it all at once.
Nope, you've got 72 hours from your first entry. So you can pace yourself, maybe climb the dome one day, see the museum the next. Much more flexible.
That's smart. What else on the walking tour?
You'll walk past high-end shops on Via Tornabuoni, see the area around the Strozzi Palace, a great example of that Renaissance family power architecture.
And the statue?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You go to the Galleria dell'Accademia, and there he is, Michelangelo's David, standing before it. It's just
Bigger than you.
way bigger. And just the power of it carved from one marble block. It was a symbol for Florence, of
Yeah.
their independence. You really have to see it in person.
I bet. Where does the tour wrap up?
It finishes on the Ponte Vecchio, the old bridge lined with shops. It's survived so much, floods, war. It's a real piece of living history. Perfect spot to sort of reflect.
And then back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel. And day five, completely free. After breakfast, Florence is all yours.
Ah, it's time for independent exploring. Maybe some shopping. Or just coffee and a piazza.
Whatever you want. Revisit something, find something new. Hit the Uffizi if you're keen, though. That's not specifically on this itinerary you'd have time. Or just soak it all in. It's built-in freedom.
Love that. Okay, so day six means moving on again.
That's right. After breakfast and checkout, your private driver takes you to the train station. Next stop.
Rome, the eternal city.
Exactly. You arrive, have a bit of time for lunch, then meet your guide at the hotel lobby, ready for Rome's lairs.
And the first taste is a walking tour. Kind of an overview.
A panoramic walking tour, yeah.
Yeah.
Hitting those iconic spots you picture when you think of Rome.
Like the Spanish Steps. Trevi Fountain.
Yep. The Spanish Steps, throw your coin in the Trevi Fountain. Gotta ensure your return, right? Then the Pantheon. I mean, that dome.
Right.
Roman engineering genius, still standing.
Incredible.
And Piazza Navona, built over an old Roman stadium with Bernini's amazing Fountain of the Four Rivers right in the middle.
See, works by Bernini, Borromini, these huge names just out in the open city.
That's Rome for you. Art and history aren't just in museums. Your guide explains it all, then takes you back to the hotel. Evening's free.
And day seven goes even further back in time.
Way back. This is your deep dive into ancient Rome. Meet your guide for another walking tour.
Starting with the Forum, the heart of it all.
The Roman Forum. You're walking where senators debated, emperors were celebrated. The absolute core of Roman life for like 1,000 years. It's kind of mind-blowing.
You see ruins of temples, arches.
All of it. Remains of temples, triumphal arches like the Arch of Septimius Severus, even the spot where Julius Caesar was cremated. And right next door is Palatine Hill, where Romulus supposedly founded the city. You're literally at Rome's birthplace.
Wow. And then the big one.
The Colosseum, Rome's icon, originally the Flavius Amphitheater. Just imagine it packed with, what, up to 70,000 people watching gladiator fights? The scale is immense.
Hard to even picture.
It really is. After soaking all that in, your guide takes you back, and again, the evening is yours. You might need it to process everything.
I bet. Okay, day eight sounds different again. The Vatican.
A whole different world. You get a private transfer with your guide to Vatican City, the smallest country on earth.
And inside the museums. It's huge, right? How do you navigate that?
Your guide leads the way through the highlights. You'll see Pope Julius II's private apartments showing that papal power driving the Renaissance, the Pinecone Courtyard, the Gallery of Maps, which is amazing seeing how they mapped Italy centuries ago.
Tapestries, candelabra.
Right. Galleries full of incredible art, all leading you towards the main event.
The Sistine Chapel.
The Sistine Chapel. And you get proper time in there just to look up Michelangelo's ceiling, The Last Judgment. It's breathtaking. Your guide can tell you about the intense relationship between Michelangelo and the Pope, who commissioned it all.
Must be overwhelming.
It truly is. Then you continue into St. Peter's Basilica itself. The scale, the grandeur. It's a masterpiece of Renaissance designed by architects like Bramante, Michelangelo, Bernini.
Anything practical to know for St. Peter's?
Good point. Definitely dress modestly, cover shoulders and knees, and just be aware, it can sometimes close for ceremonies with little notice. But stepping inside, it's awe-inspiring. Michelangelo's Pietà is in there, too.
And the tour ends outside, in the square.
In St. Peter's Square, yeah. Designed by Bernini, those huge colonnades, like embracing arms, looking up at Michelangelo's dome. Then it's back to your hotel, rest of the day free in Rome.
Okay, day nine, leaving Rome.
Yep. Breakfast, checkout, and your private driver meets you for the transfer to the train station.
Heading south now to Sorrento, the coast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You arrive in Sorrento. The itinerary notes mention this is often after a potential stop at Pompeii, which is fascinating itself. Check into your hotel. Evening's free to settle in. Breathe that sea air.
And day 10 sounds like a real highlight.
Yeah.
The Amalfi Coast Drive.
Oh, absolutely. A stunning 6-hour scenic trip. Private guide, private driver, crucial for navigating those very winding roads. You just get to enjoy the views.
Where do you stop?
First up, the Belvedere of Medinina. It gives you that classic, picture-perfect view down onto Positano. Just incredible.
You see the colorful houses cascading down the cliff.
That's the one. Then you actually go down into Positano for a walking tour, experience its charm up close, soak in the atmosphere.
And then Amalfi Town itself.
Right. Amalfi was a major maritime power way back when. You visit the Cathedral of St. Andrew, amazing mix of styles, and the Cloister of Paradise next door. Very beautiful, very peaceful.
Sounds like an unforgettable day.
It really is. After exploring the coast, you're driven back to your hotel in Sorrento, perfect base.
And day 11, that's departure day.
That's it, the end of this incredible journey. After breakfast and checkout, your private driver takes you smoothly to Naples Airport or the train station for your journey home.
Wow. Looking back at the whole thing, Venice, Florence, Rome, the Amalfi Coast, it covers so much ground, but it sounds incredibly seamless.
That's the key, I think. All the logistics, the private transfers, the expert guides, the included tickets, the great hotels, it's all handled. So you can just focus on the experience, on connecting with the history, the art, the beauty.
It's not just sightseeing. It feels more like absorbing Italy,
Yeah.
really getting under its skin, but without the usual travel headaches.
Exactly. You're getting the deep dive, the real story without the overwhelm.
So, thinking about everything we've just walked through, from, standing in the Roman Forum to gazing at the Sistine Chapel ceiling or that view over Positano, what part of this journey really calls to you? Which moment are you already picturing yourself in?